Hi, welcome to the Barry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
And I'm Jason.
And today we welcome back our ride or die, Miss Katie, not BSG. Hi, friend.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we have a lot to get caught up on. The last time we spoke, you were a few days away from starting a program with a coach, right? A bariatric coach. And now you're like, what, 4 or 5 weeks deep into?
Like 8 weeks. I'm like 2 months in. Yeah.
What?
Like what even is time? I know.
Right. I didn't even know it's been.
Yeah. We recorded, I think, in June. It was like beginning of summer. So yeah, we're midway through August now, baby.
Oh, my God. Okay. Crazy. So super crazy. Okay. So we know that there is a ton to get caught up with. The thing that we're most excited to talk to you about is definitely along our summer study theme, right? So what is going well? What is a current struggle? What is this coaching all about? And just kind of like, what are you learning about yourself this summer? And what are you hoping to carry with you kind of for these final weeks of the season? So if you're ready, I say, let's just dive in and let's do this.
Let's go. Do it. I'm excited.
Hi friends, it's April. We are so excited to officially announce that ProCare Health is the official vitamin of Barry Nation. We were introduced to ProCare Health at the first Bariatric Society retreat in San Diego, and we have all fallen in love with our product and with the people behind the company. Jason, Natalie, and I have all made the switch to ProCare Health daily bariatric multivitamins, and we are seeing huge results. We invite you to check out ProCare Health by visiting them online at www.procarenow.com and use the code BARRYNATION for 10% off your order. And you guys, this even applies to vitamin subscriptions. Services. So if you want your vitamins delivered every month or every 90 days, that 10% off is going to apply to that subscription. See what I mean about patient forward, patient centered? ProCare is amazing, and we are so excited to be partnered with them. Welcome to the Barry Nation family, ProCare Health. Okay, first things first. What has the biggest change been in your life since we last spoke to you?
Well, I would say the program I'm doing now is obviously the biggest change. I know we kind of briefly went over that last time, so I'll go into a little bit more detail of like what I've been doing, what it looks like, what kind of goes on there. So I started working with a coach. She is, I can't remember her exact title. She's like a health practitioner. So she has some certifications and things like that, but she helps you with meal planning and exercise by tracking your macros, which are proteins, fats, and carbs. So I pretty much gave her full trust and let her guide the way. And what I love about her is she had weight loss surgery. So she is a bariatric patient. A lot of people on her team are bariatric patients. So I trusted her fully. I had been thinking about looking into a coach for a while, but I just really had no idea where to even start. And so I was actually referred to her by Brooke, Story of B. She uses her as a coach as well. So she referred me to her and I was so excited. I got to talk with her and we had a really good conversation and I signed up. And yeah, so I've been doing that for the last 8 weeks. And it's been amazing. I am obsessed. I'm so happy. I feel incredible. And it's crazy because she made it so easy. She made the transition so easy into just how I've changed my lifestyle. So I think the three biggest things that I've done are I have eliminated dairy, or I'm limiting it. So very minimal amounts. I'm having like non-fat plain Greek yogurt, but as far as like cheese and stuff, I've gone all vegan there. I'm crazy. I also am limiting gluten. So I still have gluten here and there, but a lot, I try to go gluten free as much as I can. And I also am eliminating artificial sweeteners as much as possible. So I haven't fully cut them out 100% just because I think it's really, really hard to do that. But I'm trying to limit it, to minimal servings and switch to more natural based sweeteners. So I think those are the three biggest things that I've done, differently in the last 8 weeks. And I can't even begin to tell you, like, I'm sorry, I'm like rambling because I just want to tell you all about it. So we check in once a week. And what I love about our check-ins are we take, she requires part of the program is you take pictures every single week, a front, a side, and a back. And so you compare your progress each week. And like, I could see noticeable differences from the first week. I could see inflammation had gone down. I mean, I just looked smaller all around because all of that inflammation had gone down. And that was enough to make me be like, okay, like she knows her shit. Like, let's keep it going, you know? And I feel satisfied. And I think that's the biggest thing is I actually am currently in a reverse diet where I'm supposed to be increasing my calories. And that is obviously totally new for me. You know, my entire life I have been decreasing, you know, so to come to a place where, you know, I'm having to up my calories and my volume per meal is wild, but it's working and I feel amazing. And yeah, I cannot wait to keep going.
So what's one thing that you learned from the coach so far that you thought you had nailed, that you were doing all right, and the coach let you know that it was completely backwards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't want to say that, like, I thought I knew, because I knew that I needed some guidance. Like, there was a part of me, like, I thought I knew what balance was. When in reality, I didn't know what balance was, which is why I had been stalled for so long. Cause like balance is such a subjective term, but in my mind, balance is when you have you have proper proportions for what your body needs when it comes to fats, carbs, and protein. And for so long, you know, as a bariatric patient, the first year after surgery, all you're really focused on is protein. But there are so many benefits to carbs and to fats. It's so important to incorporate that into your diet for optimal health, in my opinion, from what I've learned. And I think that's what I was struggling with, is I was doing like a lot of fat-free options when in reality, my body does need fat, but it needs good fats. So avocados, I eat butter, but I do plant-based and it tastes the exact same. So 10 out of 10 recommend plant butter. But I still eat butter. It's great. I've been able to really like still enjoy my meals. I just track everything now, which is, I was so against tracking for so long and I knew I needed to do it, but I think a lot of us go through that where we have just such a bad taste in our mouths from it, from doing Weight Watchers or whatever, and tracking our points and just, I felt like I was so restrictive, but now I have a totally different outlook on it because I see exactly what I'm putting into my body. I've become way more aware of how I'm feeling, my energy levels, my cycle symptoms. Like, I just feel like I'm so much more aware of what's going on, especially when I know what I'm putting in my body. And that to me is what I'm tracking. I'm tracking data. I look at it as data rather than tracking calories per se, if that makes sense.
Yep. Well, we always say, like, you can't change what you don't track. Like, you have to know what your starting point is before you start it. And you have to have that data to compare to go, is this working or is this not working? And the only way you get that data is to actually record it somehow, somewhere. Yes. So it's fascinating that you've been able to make that jump from like, I hate this, to, oh no, this is a tool that I'm using now, you know, every day. Mm-hmm. So what percentage do you think you are like on plan? So if your coach is saying do A through Z, how often are you truly doing A through Z?
I would say, honestly, I would say it's 80-20 right now, 80% on plan, 20% off plan. The reason why I say that is because that's been my goal. I'm actually so proud of myself for how committed I've been to this. And even even when I'm off plan, I'm still on plan. And let me explain what I mean by that. Last night, yesterday, I really did not have much of an appetite, which is rare for me. However, I came off a really crazy weekend where I was really out of my norm. My body wasn't like, I just was out of my traditional, you know, way of life. Mm-hmm. Did not eat balanced on the weekend. We were on the go a lot. So I think I was kind of recovering from that. But yesterday I didn't have much of an appetite. So, but I knew I needed to eat. I was like, I'm so low in all my numbers. So we got McAllister's, we decided to order out. I knew I needed fats. I knew I needed carbs. And then we also got crumble cookie, and I was over in my fats yesterday, but I was under in every other category, under in calories still. And I had crumble cookie. Last week I had Buffalo Wild Wings for dinner, and I was still within my plan because I built it into my plan. So like, it's just, I think that's why I love it so much, is because you can have foods that you love if you build it into your plan correctly. And while I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, I could have B-dubs every night if I wanted to. No, that's not the whole point of that. But the point is, when you do want, you know, to splurge, you can make that work for your plan and still not be off track, you know? So I am really proud of myself. Usually during the week, I'm solid. It's the weekends that I struggle with. I'm trying to get better at it, but the summertime is really difficult for me because we are on the go a lot. And so it's really hard to pre-plan exactly what I'm going to have that day. Because I don't know what we're doing. We just kind of go with the flow a lot of times. So, and I think that's also one thing I've started doing is I plan my weeks in advance, or my days in advance. And Sarah got me onto this because when you first start her program, they log everything for you and they give you grocery lists. All you have to do is follow it. So there was, all the work was taken out of it for me. They had already put in my numbers. I got to pick my meals, and then they put in all the portions for everything. And I've learned how to cook differently. I've learned how to incorporate just different things together that I would have never placed really together myself. And so by doing that, by starting with, you know, I had a starting point, they did it all for me. And then I slowly started to tweak things, to try and play around with my numbers and see, okay, well, I kind of want this. So what should I take away? And you just kind of learn how to do it. And now I'm doing it totally on my own. And I plan my days before I have them. And that way I can just tweak things if I need to, but it's all about planning and prepping. Like, that is the only way that you are going to be successful in tracking by your macros, is if you put thought into it. It does take a lot of work, but it is so worth it. The benefits that I've had have been amazing.
But it's good that you talk about like how they set it all up for you and gave you the things mm-hmm. to buy, the things to make, the things to put it together, because a lot of people here, you know, they just look at what healthy people eat and it'll be yes. chicken this, broccoli this, you know, whatever it is, whatever the vegetables may be. But a lot of people don't know how to cook like that. They yeah. only know how to, like, a lot of people like don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So when they break it down like that and actually teach you the ways of how to do it, it does take a lot of the stress and anxiety off of starting a program like that, where a lot of people, like what you had said originally, like you didn't even know where to start. Like, some people, okay, they finally find a coach and then the coach just tells them, oh, we'll just eat like this. And they're like, well, shit, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. So it was good that your program actually did that for people.
Yeah. And do you remember on our last episode, I said, I'm so scared. I'm so nervous yeah. to do this. I don't yes. like, they took all of that anxiety away from me. And I have a whole team of support. I can message them at any time. Like, it's just been amazing. And I have felt so supported and so heard. I was really intimidated to have a coach because I was so scared that, like, I was going to be a disappointment, and that, you know, I've never been able to stick with something because I give up on myself because I fuck up. And when I opened up to Sarah about it, and I told her, like, I really struggled. Like, I binged on popcorn that night, you know, blah, blah. She's like, Katie, we are reversing years and years of behaviors. Like, you did amazing. She's like, all I want you to do right now is make sure what you're putting in your mouth is in your chart. Like, just track it for the data so we can see what it is. You still had a loss. Like, I can still physically see changes in you. Mm-hmm. Like, you had a great week. And so, like, she just helped me realize that I don't have to beat myself up for every mistake. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's been amazing.
Well, it is a different level of accountability though, when you're accountable to someone else. Like, we're so used to letting ourselves down. We'll do that shit in a heartbeat. But, you know, and even friends, you can kind of talk your way around that kind of stuff with your friends or your family, you know, other people that support you. But when you have somebody that's a paid, you know, somebody paid to do it, and they know exactly, like, they see right through all the bullshit, and they're like, oh, that's cute, but this, this, and that, like, they can rebut everything you try to give to them as an excuse. It's a different level of letting someone down. So it's 100%. I mean, I completely understand where you're coming from as far as that goes.
Yeah. Well, like it's accountability, right? Like that is one of the number one things that we can do to help us stay consistently aligned to our goals, right? Is we can build in, or we can find this accountability partner. I know, Jason, you've got that going on right now with Tab in the gym, right? You've got somebody who's right there with you to go, nope, we're doing this, and here's why we're doing it when you don't feel like doing it, which is basically what Katie has in the coach and the people that are working for that coach. It's that accountability piece that's massive. Yeah.
And absolutely. I was always so scared of accountability. I was so scared of accountability for so long. I don't know why I have commitment problems, but I do. And I think I was scared to commit to it. And I'm still trying to figure that part of me out, why I have that sort of an issue. But this is the best decision I've made was signing up for this, because I need accountability. I do. And I was in denial of that for a really long time. But I've learned so much about myself already through this process, and it's only been 2 months, but I need accountability. I need help. And that's why I had surgery, because I need help that doesn't just go away after surgery, you know? And I am finally owning up to my shit. And I'm finally owning up to the fact that I was not ready for surgery when I had it. I was mentally not prepared. I was not in a good place with my emotions, but I did it. I have no regrets, of course, but I am in a much better place now than I have been my entire post-op journey, because I've finally accepted the fact that I cannot do this on my own. I still have issues with food. I still need help, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm figuring it out.
Oh, you can't say it better. So many of us go into bariatric surgery thinking that this is the tool that we need, but really it's kind of like bariatric surgery is like the key. It unlocks the door to our brand new house. And then you walk in and you go, oh my God, this house is completely empty. And now I have to fill it with the things that are like, I love the most. Whereas, right, you're thinking that surgery is going to be the thing. It's not, right? Surgery is actually the starting point. It's not the end point. It's the starting point. And when you get to that place where I think all three of us are, it's like, oh, okay, I really don't know how to do this. I thought that I did, right? They handed me a binder and it said, eat this, you know, this month, and all will be great. Not the case at all.
And the changes that, Katie, that you're talking about, you know, the things you're trying to unpack, you know, to keep going with April's metaphor, it's like, the, you know, that you've got the big empty house and how to fill it. Well, what we're trying to unpack at this point, 2 years out, is the fucking storage facility that's packed to the brim. You just open the door and look at all the shit in there and you just go, yeah, I'm not dealing with that. You just shut the door back and walk off. Like, you're like, I'm out. Because, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you've got to figure out which box you want to start with and what you want to unpack. And we've packed those shit up very nice and neatly and tucked them away because we don't want to unpack any of that shit. Yeah. But you've had years and years of letting yourself down and failing at diets and not being able to accomplish things that are diet related and losing the weight and doing the things. And it always comes back. So that is legitimately something that you're trying to get past in, you know, you're not even 2 years of post-op. And I mean, you're an infant at this point. You're legitimately like a toddler running around in the bariatric game. So you're not supposed to have it all figured out right now. None of us are. Hell, even me and April, almost 3 years, or me at 2.5 years. Like, there's just no, you just can't. Like, there's no way we can have it all figured out without the assistance of someone who knows more than we do.
And I think that we really get to this point where we realize I'm paying rent to store this shit. I'm paying money, right, to store this. And I'm tired of paying money for that because it's just junk that I'm either not using or I don't need, or I really do want to unpack it and I want to include it in my new life. Well, you got to go through that. And, you know, that was my other question to you, Katie, is like, why do you think being consistent with this coach or with what you're doing now has stuck? Do you know kind of what that like magic equation has been for you?
I have been trying to figure that out, honestly. That's something I think about often, because there are times where I think about, if I would have done this before surgery, would I have been successful? And I think about that a lot, because I can see how this works. But the problem is, before surgery, whether or not I admitted it to myself, I was a binge eater. And I, weight loss surgery took that from me, and it helped. It was the tool that healed that part of my relationship with food, where it helped me not to be able to do that. And, you know, where I'm at now, like, I still have episodes of binging. I think we all do, you know, at some point, whether it's popcorn or, you know, something light that we can, you know, binge on mm-hmm. as bariatric patients. But I don't know. I think I just ultimately believe that everything happens for a reason. And I think, honestly, I feel like having, for somebody who's struggling with chronic obesity, having weight loss surgery, and then a year out working with a coach to train you on macros and balance and all of that, that to me is like the perfect little success just wrapped up in a bow. Like, I feel like that is exactly what I needed in my life. And I guess the reason why I feel like this is working is because I don't feel restricted. I'm satisfied. I'm eating. I don't know. I don't know if there was like I feel like there was a switch in my brain that was like, okay, we're committing to this. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like the first like couple of weeks I was eating so much more than I was used to, because I was reverse dieting. So like I felt like stuffed. I was like, I am so full. And I think that took away the craving for wanting, you know, crappy foods that like I didn't have the room for it, because I was eating mm-hmm. according to my plan mm-hmm. and I was having carrots and cucumbers and apples and strawberries and blueberries and broccoli, like vegetable, like I was actually eating like full servings of vegetables. And normally I only ate a few bites because I didn't let myself keep going because I was so focused on protein. So I don't know, it's training your body how to eat more in volume. And I don't know, I think just the feeling of being satisfied, as well as working with somebody one-on-one who's pointing out the positive changes in you physically that you can mm-hmm. see, like literally telling you, look at your face, like look how much inflammation has gone down in your face. Having somebody tell you that every week, like I need that. I mm-hmm. need that, because I cannot see it on my own. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a big part of it too.
That, I mean, it's just huge. And, you know, we've been talking a lot with Dr. Matthew Weiner. We've been talking a lot with Kristen Hirano, Just Better Fiber. And, you know, a lot of research is being done right now on the power of that nutrient dense kind of whole food, unprocessed mm-hmm. diet, right? And the impact that, you know, gluten and, you know, these artificial sweeteners and artificial dyes and all these other things that are in the products that we as bariatric patients are told to take could yeah. actually be doing us more harm than good, because it's messing with our endocrine system, it's messing with our hormones, it's messing with our gut health. So when we take a step back from that and we just return to a different style of eating, it impacts us on so many different levels, not just on necessarily the nutritional one, right? It's impacting so many other things, but you don't know it unless you try it. And you've basically done it for 8 weeks and now you're sitting around going, oh my God, this actually is.
Yeah. And I never in a million years thought I could give up cheese. Like, oh. I swear, I never wanted to go dairy free because I love cheese. And, but the thing is like my coach planned all my meals. Like they yeah. planned everything for me. They took yeah. the guesswork out of it. So I didn't have to sit there and think like, oh, like what can I eat today? Mm-hmm. And I just made things according to my plan, and they made it so easy for me to transition into that.
Yep. Well, and really it's that's like a classic educational model, right? It's, I forget the actual term, or gradual release. I think the official term is gradual release model, but it's basically, as a teacher, right, the best way to deliver this new learning to students is I, the teacher, will do it. Here's me doing it, which is basically what the coach did. Here's me doing it. Here's my plan, right? Then you just hand it off. And now you replicate it, right? So it's I do, we do. So you're doing that together with your coach. And then that final release is I do, right? Or, you know, the student does. So when you kind of follow that model, when you're learning something new, it really takes the anxiety away. It kind of lowers the temperature. It lowers the fear because you're working with somebody to kind of practice these mistakes, right? These like little slip ups or whatever it is, right? You're learning together. And that gradual release is really setting you up for success because you've seen it multiple times done by somebody else. You've done it multiple times with the expert together, right? You still have that support as you release completely to do it on your own. Like what you said, like, oh, I'm making tweaks and I'm doing this. You're still using these tools and you're still accessing it, but you're doing it very much on your own because you have internalized that learning. That learning is now yours. And that's a really powerful place to get to, especially when for our entire lives, most of us have probably never felt empowered when it comes to food or tracking, nutrition, any of that stuff. None of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So what, I mean, obviously like your mindset is very different. You seem to have a lot more energy. Are you seeing changes in your size, in your shape, in your weight? Where else are you seeing these changes?
Yeah. So I will say the scale is moving slowly, but I'm not even worried about that. Like I'm 4 pounds away from being 100 pounds down total. I'm 4 freaking pounds away. And as exciting as that moment is going to be, I can't freaking wait for it. I am so content with where I'm at because I trust my plan. I trust my coach. And I think, and yes, I have seen physical changes. Mm-hmm. I've posted about it on Instagram a lot too, but yes, like I take measurements every week. Like I've lost inches everywhere. I actually can see, like I could see my loose skin before, but I felt like I still had a lot of residual fat that like I could not get rid of in my like gut area. And I'm leaning out, like I can lean over and I can actually see my skin. And like, that is what I have wanted. I'm like, if I want a tummy tuck, I need to be able, like, I always remember seeing Dez's like apron of skin. And I was like, yes, that is what I need. Like, I want to see that. Like, that is so cool to me. So that's kind of what I'm striving for. But yeah, I'm still kind of getting on board with the fitness part of it. And I think part of that is I struggle when I try to make too many changes at once. Mm-hmm. I really need to focus on one thing at a time. So I feel like I've nailed the macro part as far as following my plan, tracking what I'm eating. And so now I'm starting to add in the fitness part of it. So I actually had a virtual session with a personal trainer from the team today, which was really cool. He's amazing. And his name's Billy. He's so great. But he just kind of watched me. We walked through a workout and he watched my form and kind of coached me on my form. And I meet with him again on Thursday. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, they have personal trainer sessions you can purchase through this too, but I feel like I'm doing an ad for her program. That's not what this is supposed to be at all. I'm just trying to tell you guys like what I've been doing. But yeah, so I think I'm going to join a gym again. I've become a huge homebody since I work from home and I have just such a lack of motivation to do home workouts. And I think that's part of it. Like, I think I need to just get out of the apartment. So I'm going to start looking into a new gym. I would like to join this week. Me and a friend are going to go tour it and all that, but so we'll see. But I'm getting ready to transition over to the gym. I'm not going to be motivated to work out. I have to just like make that choice. And I try to surround myself with motivational videos and whatever I can that's just going to make me want to work out. Like, I don't know how else to do it. I have to force myself to, because I do not love working out, but I want to learn to love it. So that's the next battle. It's the next hurdle.
I'm the same way though too. Like, I've been at working from home for almost 3 years now. So it's, I legitimately, like, I have like on my lunch, which is really, I take mine really close to the end of the day. So that's when I go put my shoes on, I fill my water up, I get my headphones and I put them by the door. And I legitimately, like, my computer is right here. My door is like 10 feet that way. So I have to log off, stand up, grab my shit and walk out the door.
Yeah.
All in one motion, because that's how, I mean, if I'm already outside, fucking, I might as well go. Because if I don't, then I'm not going to go. I'll find 1,000 reasons why to take my ass back to the bedroom and lay down, or go in the kitchen and do something, or sit on the couch. Yep. And I just can't, if I just tunnel vision myself outside, once I'm out, I'm good. Cause I just go to the car. It's just, it's like muscle memory. But the one thing you said that really was good that I heard is that the program has allowed you to feel much better aside from the scale, the measurements, to everything else, you're so happy with the way you feel. And I think that's really one of the underrated things. Like, we talk about your happy, healthy weight versus, you know, whatever the scale says. And people don't realize that happy, healthy means how you feel every day. If you get up and you feel like you're on top of the world and have not felt like this in maybe forever, you know, you've never felt like this, never felt as good as you do now. Like, that's, there's a lot to be said with that versus what the scale says. So many people get, oh, I got to hit Wonderland. Well, maybe 205 is where you're at. Maybe 205, you feel on top of the world. Maybe you hit Wonderland and you feel like shit because you're malnourished. You're not doing all the things you're supposed to do. You're literally starving yourself for a number on the scale when 205, 210, 215 may be better for your whole body, you know, your body as a whole.
Yeah.
Well, it's right. At least the goal for, I know, Jason, you and I, and I think it is for you too, Katie, is metabolic wellness. I want to be well. I don't want to have any indicators of metabolic disease. I want to live a long, healthy life. And that weight is going to dictate that. But if I'm metabolically well at 205, 210, 195, whatever the number is, I am metabolically well. And that's going to be it. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to struggle with my body or body issues, or there's not room for improvement. But if the first goal is metabolic wellness, then we are grounded in health and not necessarily some maybe superficial numbers or markers.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to see so many people put so much work, hard work, effort, and time, and, you know, knowledge into doing something only for the scale to make them feel less than because they're not hitting this number that they think that they should hit. And if Wonderland works for you and you're cool in the hunt, like, fantastic, high five to you. I'm not telling anybody that they shouldn't strive for what they want to do. It's just specifically, like, it may be your body's telling you you're better, not at whatever, because I know for me, my original goal, I was like, oh, I'm going to lose down to 250 and I'm going to lift back up to 275. And I'm like, yeah, my shit stopped at like 295 and now I'm sitting at 328. And I'm like, okay, like, I can still do all the shit. I went to the gym. I could run. I could walk. I could do all the things I want to do. I got a little more belly fat than I want to have, but I mean, I'm motivating around it. If I want to do that, I'm going to change the shit in the kitchen and do what I got to do. But I mean, in the threes is, I mean, that may be where I stay. I'm having to come to grips with it. It's not easy, but I mean, you know, just because we have a number in mind doesn't mean that's what we're always going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and we're always letting people know, right? I don't know who, somebody said it, and maybe you guys will know, my weight is the least interesting part about me. I don't know who said it. It's one of our friends. I don't know who said it. It was not me, but it is so true, right? And our weight is the least interesting part about us. It's a part of us, but it is not the most interesting part.
I think it was Rissa.
Was it Rissa?
I think it was Rissa that said that when we interviewed her for the podcast. Like, she was one of the initial guests when we started getting guests on. And I think that's who said it.
It was either Rissa, Maddie, or Charity. Those three names are flopping around in my head. But it's just a really powerful way to put what is, I guess, most meaningful in perspective. And when we focus on, like, our feeling, our abilities, metabolic wellness, we're avoiding that arrival fallacy trap. Like, when I get to Wonderland, I will finally be happy. When I get to this certain weight, all these things will magically now be perfect. And that is not the case at all. I don't think no one that I've talked to in the bariatric community has been like, I am absolutely happy when I hit that goal weight. I mean, and it almost turns into this, like, this thing, that this dream, this fog bank that you're chasing to get to, and it just keeps getting out of your grasp and it kicks you down this negative mindset and this bad road. And it's just, it's not good. So, you know, the approach that I think we're all taking, you know, especially you, Katie, is, you know, really kind of broadening your perspective and looking what else is out there and just saying, I will try this for a little bit. I'm not going to commit to this forever, but I just need to try this. And just by you mustering that bravery to do it and stick with it, you're learning all, I mean, it's like, oh my God, you would have never figured this out if you just wouldn't have said yes to this.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I had a thought, what was I going to say? It came to me and then I lost it. Yeah. It was something about what you had just said. I don't remember, but.
The arrival fallacy, being happy when you get to X.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was about just, we've talked about this a million times, how there's no end, you know, to the journey. Mm-hmm. There's no rush to, like, figuring what's going to work for you. And I think that's like my biggest thing, what I'm trying to focus on is living in the present, you know, being present and not worrying about everything else down the road. And just in that moment, that's what helps me make better choices, you know, on the weekends when I'm out or when I haven't planned something. Like, I just have to be present and say, okay, what is going to benefit me better today? What has my day looked like? What does my week look like? Do I want to splurge? Should I order something a little bit more balanced? It's about just knowing those choices and like figuring out in that moment what is going to be the best decision for you. And that's kind of like what I'm trying to wrap my mind around, is just be present, just where you are, do what you can do, control your controllables, and don't worry about everything else.
Oh, that's very stoic of you.
Was that something that you said? Because I heard that from Amy. Controllable. So I don't know who said it first, but somebody did. And it's in the book
that you and I both are reading, The Daily Stoic. Stillness is the key. Obstacle is the way. Oh yeah. Oh, that is, it is. No. Oh yeah. That is. Mm-hmm. But it's so true, right? Because when you really do focus on the present and you understand that devoting energies to things that you cannot control, right? Or if your energy is not going to change a situation, there is no point in you expelling any of that. We have to focus on what we can control. We need to control our controllables and step away from the rest, because we are giving away most of our energy for free to people or things that do not actually impact us. And we're letting people and things live rent free in our brains. And we need all of this to get to where we want to go. So
yes, yeah, we do.
Kudos to that. Well, and the other thing too, Katie, that's been kind of helping me with movement, although my last 3 or 4 weeks have been a bit of a doozy. There's only 4 things that we can do to lower and maintain a lower metabolic set point: bariatric surgery, weight loss medication, nutrient dense whole food unprocessed diet, and resistance movement. That's it. 4 things. And you have done 2 of the 4: surgery and nutrient dense diet. Adding in that resistance movement will help you keep your set point low. So, right, regardless of willpower or motivation, even if you feel like you don't want to do it, you do want to maintain where you're at now. So that in itself could be the reason. You're not working out because I want to go sweat. No, I'm working out because I want to maintain this lower metabolic set point.
For sure. And I like see how my body has changed already with just the nutrition. Like, I've seen that whole, like, abs are made in the kitchen. I don't have abs. I mean, I do under the fat, but like, we're not there.
You don't have abs. Yeah.
But I've just seen my body change so much already from nutrition. I'm actually really excited to dedicate to the gym and see myself transform. And I keep seeing TikToks. I purposely like them every time they come on my For You page, because I want my For You page to be inspirational. And every time I scroll past something that says like motivation doesn't, like, it's not always going to be there. Like, it comes down to discipline, and like, that's what you really need. Like, I struggle so much with discipline and in so many areas of my life when it comes to my finances. I mean, you know, still a shopaholic over here too. So that's what I'm trying to learn is discipline. And I think I'm ready now to like throw that into the gym.
You already are. You are learning it. You are doing it. Right? Like, switch that verb. I think I'm ready. No, I am doing it. You are disciplined. And you are just figuring out how you are going to apply what you've already learned to these other facets of your life. But like what you said, like, kudos to you. You and I are so similar. We want to do all the things at the same time, because that's what we do. And then as soon as one thing doesn't go to plan, we're like, well, okay, I can't do it. Right? Like, I'm over it. Right? We are the same. So I'm so happy to hear you say, no, I'm learning this one thing. And then once I think this is pretty nailed down, then I will add in one more thing, but I'm not going to go do all the things. I'm just going to be very hyper-focused. I'm going to control my controllables one at a time and move through it, you know, in kind of an organized fashion. That's huge. That's huge. Yeah,
that's been amazing.
Oh my God, girl. Like, congratulations. Like, you are just, you're on fire.
Thank you. I feel so good. Like, I am so happy. And not everything in my life is perfect. I still have my shit. We all have our shit. And I think here recently I've been a little bit more emotional because I feel like I've just been numb to the death of my mom for a while now. I've been suppressing a lot of feelings and I'm starting to kind of like let that out a little bit more. I'm just experiencing that in my marriage too, just like intimacy and just real conversations. And just, I don't know, I've had a lot of trouble opening up in my life and I didn't really realize I had a problem with that until recently. And it's hard. Like, I see why people go through divorces after this. I see how it changes you. And it's kind of scary. And so like, that's something I'm trying to navigate too, is just the emotional changes as well. And just, I don't know, I'm just trying to become the best version of myself. And the only way I know how to do that is to fully know myself and figure out who I am, why I am the way I am, what makes me tick, why I have issues with food, what happened to me in my life that caused the ripple effect of who I am today. And so I'm just trying to piece that puzzle together right now, and I'm taking it one day at a time.
Well, from our perspective, your puzzle looks glorious and amazing and like a masterpiece, right? In the making. So you are absolutely on your way. Well, and when we talk to you in a month from now, so our goal was to check in with you every month this summer. What is something that you're hoping to maybe have done, accomplished, learned, or be ready to share with us when we talk next in the next few weeks?
Yeah. A month from now, I really want to establish a consistent exercise workout routine. I don't know what that's going to look like, if that's 3 days a week, if that's, you know, a walk every day. I don't know what that's going to look like at this point, but just something consistent that keeps my body moving. And the other thing, I want to be able to say I've lost 100 pounds. So that's my goal. That's an average of 1 pound a week. I think I can do that. So we'll see. I'm hoping that my dedication to the fitness part of this will help get me there. So
yeah,
fingers crossed.
Girl, we are, you know, we're rooting for you like constantly. So we're sending you all the vibes.
I love you guys.
And I would love to kind of also continue this conversation too about that opening up emotionally. It is so difficult for me. I think it is so difficult for a lot of people in this community, but it is one of those missing components to our masterpiece of a life. And we've got to figure that out if we want our relationships to grow, you know, to grow with us, so to speak. So if you're down for that, we could add that to our list of things to talk about. Oh man. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I can't believe it's over already.
I know. Dude, these go so flippant.
So fast.
We could literally talk for an entire weekend. We could just spend the weekend together, record the whole thing, and we would still be like talking on the phone as we're getting on airplanes to go back to where we're at. Well, we love and adore you. We so very much appreciate you. And just thank you for your time. And thank you for your willingness to share your very real and raw story with the world.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It is scary. It's definitely a scary thing. But I don't know. I just remember being on the other side of that and just wanting to know all the things. I want to know how to get past on the other side, you know? And so like, I just feel like the only way to really share that is to be as authentic as possible. So that's my goal. I just want to be a resource for people and a source of inspiration. So
well, you inspire us every day, my friend. So mission accomplished.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Katie, thank you again for always making yourself available to us. Anytime we want to talk to you, we appreciate that so much. And to the community, we thank you for all the likes, shares, subscribes, and telling friends to tell friends to check us out and leaving us our, all of the feedback, because that's tremendous to us in helping us maintain the level or, you know, change the level of what the help that we've been given out. So don't forget, you can also like, share, and subscribe on the YouTube channel. And you can leave us voice messages on the Anchor app, which we can incorporate into future episodes of the podcast, because we love being able to hear you guys and your feedback on there as well. And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we will see you next time.
Awesome. Bye, friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.